The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmon.
Hey, good afternoon. Greetings. Thanks for being with us here today, the Tuesday edition. Kath, good to see you as well. Another sweltering. Although it's not really that hot. It's just very humid today, is it not?
It's the most humid of humids.
You think so? Mm-hmm. How's your hair?
Rising.
Yeah. It's a little frizzy.
It's a lot. It's like a full-time job to keep track of it.
Mm-hmm. And you're sleeping?
Wretched, truly. Mm. It's so gross at night. It's super.
It's a little hot.
Don't you think it is? It's just disgusting. Yeah, I got out of bed today and I said, well, I'm changing the sheets.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
regularly. It's just wrong.
It's a little too much of you. The imprint.
Are you sleeping fine?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I don't understand. We've done this for like thousands of years, and all of a sudden, like the last 50 years, we go, hold on, I need like a cold room to sleep in. This is in our DNA, to sleep in hot weather. This is just
And you didn't have any trouble sleeping last night.
I did not. I'm sorry to say. I'm not sorry to say. No, I'm fine. I don't understand what the problem is.
I'm speechless.
Why? Just life.
I'm speechless. I mean, of all nights that you'd have trouble sleeping, I'd say last night would be at the top of the list.
My kids were crying. And they're like 20 years old. Please, could we do this? Please. No, I think we're fine. Be some hard guy or something.
Boy, he
right?
drives a hard bargain, doesn't
no,
he?
No. He's, mm-hmm. Hey, you pay for heat all winter long.
Right.
How expensive is that?
I'm
going to pay for cold all summer long? How expensive is that?
See, now I feel like you're looking down at me for being a little hot.
No, I'm not.
I mean,
no.
You know.
Look, I mean, management asked us today, right?
I know. And
how
so
are
I
you
want
guys?
To speak aloud.
Yeah. I mean, management's concerned about our own health and well-being.
Also.
Is that not true?
Do you use air conditioning in your car?
Yes.
No.
John?
He does.
No, I do not. I do not.
Really?
No.
Isn't he a freak?
No.
That's the air conditioning. That's insane.
I get it here. That's it. I get my fill here.
He's a freak. Also coming up on today's show, the exciting report of what happened last night at the vet.
Tell us.
On International Cat Day.
Oh, okay.
That'll come up
last
later.
I thought you were going to like go elsewhere.
The show
go political on us.
No. It wasn't political. It was just, you know, angst-filled is what it was.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. It's kind of a slow news day.
No, it really isn't.
No, it isn't. All right. Mm-hmm. So then without further ado, please, as you always do, the top four at four.
For Tuesday, people, August 9th.
Yeah.
August 9th.
Yeah. School
Crazy.
Starts. Is the school starting next week? Or the week after?
Week after, I think. 2022.
Last night I'm eating ice cream and getting pop-up ads for winter clothes.
That's disgusting.
Just in a weird ad.
Right. I was in the store today. All they had was pumpkin hand soap.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh.
Number one.
Supply chain issues.
Federal investigators searched the Florida home of former President Donald Trump yesterday, prompting outrage from many Republicans, while Dems said that the law applies evenly to all Americans, including former presidents. Of course, this is part of an investigation into Mr. Trump's handling of the classified information that the National Archives said he took 15 boxes of stuff. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the U.S. before, Trump said in a statement. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. Many Republicans agreed, saying the raid was prosecutorial overreach. It's according to today's Wall Street Journal. Number two, John. Worshippers at various mosques and schools across Albuquerque, New Mexico, greeted with a police presence as officials increased security following the recent murders of four Muslim men. Mm. Some members of the community are not leaving their homes and skipping prayer services as police search for a dark-colored sedan suspected of being connected to the murders. Among the four men killed was a 62-year-old man killed behind a market and cafe he owned with his brother. The brothers were both born in Afghanistan but fled during the war back in the 1980s. The most recent victim was a 25-year-old shot just hours after attending a funeral service for two other men who were both killed in the last 2 weeks.
Come on.
Number three, John, the new trend to get rich quick. Are you interested?
So that never works. You know that.
Car flipping.
Oh, okay.
According to CBS News Today, Dennis Wang is a man who bought a new Tesla, a brand new one, 5 months ago. He paid $87,000 for it, and the offer he recently got was $101,000. Okay, can you believe that? A guy named Eddie Greibust flipped his Tesla for more than $5,000 more than he paid for it. Typically, you know, John, cars lose 20% of their value by just driving them off the lot after you buy them. Not right now. Since the pandemic, used car prices are actually up 53%. Even basic vehicles like a Honda Civic or a Toyota Camry, these vehicles are worth more in the used market than they are in the new.
Oh, that's crazy.
And number four, John, do spiders sleep?
I never thought about it.
Well, Daniela Rossler, an evolutionary biologist, and her colleagues did.
Yeah.
And their research was just published yesterday in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Her answer? Probably. And that's your top four at four.
So listen, someone had to think, do spiders sleep?
Okay, so she was studying this particular kind of spider.
Yeah.
Okay. And she came in early one morning while it was still dark to start work. And she came in and all of the spiders were like, they were suspended from the top of their little
enclosure.
And she thought, well, they're never like that. Are they sleeping? Could they possibly be sleeping? Anyway, her research shows that spiders' overnight movements look a lot like REM sleep in other species. So scientists are divided. Some scientists are saying there's no way that a creature like a spider could have REM sleep. Like they don't have a developed enough brain to do that. And then other people are saying, yes, they're absolutely sleeping. It just looks different than the way we sleep.
Hmm. Did you ever get a spider bite?
Isn't that the worst?
Oh, you wish they were sleeping.
Isn't that? What are those little things, the little chiggers?
Oh, yeah.
My husband got those.
Did I got them?
I know. After you got them, then he got them.
I got them out in the yard.
It was like, is there a trend going on?
They lasted for weeks.
He was miserable.
Well, of course he was.
And he had like 30 of them.
Yes, they were. All over your body.
Yeah,
you go,
couldn't
what
believe
the
it.
Heck is going on?
And the only reason he knew what it was is because you'd gotten him, so thank you.
Well, you heard it here on the ride home.
All right, coming up on today's program, we have a lot ahead of us today. Book Lovers Day is coming up. Also, did you know your electronics have a death date? We're going to talk about that. Also, the story of abortion in America in the 5 o'clock hour. But coming up next, people are going to let you down. Expect it.
You look at me when you say that.
Yeah, what the heck? Rather coming up next.
Are big drops on Wall Street making you nervous? Make no mistake, this downturn could have a serious effect on your finances. Hey, this is Ethan Lane. That's why my team and I at Accurate Solutions Group are offering you a free guide to help you take a proactive approach to the ongoing economic uncertainty. Text the word RETIRE to 412-515-3555 to receive your copy of Retiring in Uncertain Times. If you're worried about where the economy is headed, take charge of your retirement and get your copy today. Market downturns and economic slowdowns are inevitable, but you've worked too hard to leave your life savings to chance. Discover what you can do during this down market with help from this free guide from Accurate Solutions Group. Get your copy now by texting RETIRE to 412-515-3555. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Well, you know the rest. It's a calling you take very seriously as a Christian parent. And Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills seeks to honor your commitment by working together with parents to prepare students who are academically sound and spiritually ready to take their place in the world through a classical approach to education that helps build a faith from which they will never depart. Trinity Christian School, one of the top K-12 schools in Allegheny County at trinitychristian.net.
One of my sons is working as a stock boy in a local grocery store. He'll come home from work and I'll say to him, "How was your day?" Sometimes he looks at me and goes, "People." And then he shakes his head. And of course, you know exactly what he means. I know what he means. People. And then he shakes his head. So it really doesn't matter if it's kind of like the minute exchanges of working in a supermarket or sometimes those decades-long relationships. Everybody knows people have problems and they pass it along. Paul Prather's back with us again. He's been a guest on our show. He is the author of, he's a columnist and an author, and the pastor of Bethesda Church in Kentucky. He wrote a really interesting piece. People will let you down. Expect it, accept it, show mercy, and move on. Paul, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, the beginning of your story is that you're a happy newlywed. Everything's going just fine. And all of a sudden, you start thinking about being disappointed. Tell us why.
It was a weird thing. This was many years ago. And I was just, as you said, a brand new newlywed. Everything was as going as well as it could possibly go in my life. And this word, I guess you would say, I don't know, just came to me out of the blue and said, people are going to let you down. Everybody is going to let you down. Your friends will let you down. Christians will let you down. Your parents will let you down. Even your wife will let you down. But when this happens, look to me, I will never let you down. And I couldn't figure out what that meant or where it came from, because nobody was letting me down and nobody really ever had let me down. And I just thought, this is just kind of bizarre. But I held on to it and thought about it, and I found out over the ensuing years that it was exactly right. I mean, that's exactly what happened. Sooner or later, people are going to let you down. And sometimes the people you trust most and love most are the ones who will let you down the most. It's just a function of living on earth.
Paul, it's kind of funny and intriguing that, you know, at a really great time in your life, God delivers this message to you. It gave you a little slice of wisdom, and you didn't need it then, but you filed it away for later.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And like I said, I didn't know at the time if I was having some kind of hallucination or what was going on, but it was so strong, I couldn't get rid of it, you know? And yeah. So it just stayed in my mind, and it turned out to be absolutely true.
So in those moments, right, was there a time when you thought, oh, this is that message. This is the first time I thought about that message, and here's the truth of it all.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't one time. It was many times.
Sure.
You know, people, things would happen in my life, and sometimes the people that I trusted would turn around and kind of stab me in the back, or somebody that I thought was really nice would be really mean or something, and always that word would come back to me. I would always think that's the word I heard all those years ago. People are going to let you down. And, of course, the sad part of it all, or the sadder part of it is you're human too, and you end up letting other people down as
well.
That's
the worst, yeah. That's the worst part of it, isn't it, right? You recognize, I mean, if you're humble and you really know yourself at least a little bit, you recognize yourself in the mirror and go, I'm the same thing as everybody else. I'm just part of that mix.
You're exactly right. That's been my experience, at least. You know, I went through a long period of time some years ago, speaking of my wife, my newlywed wife back then, and she got sick with terminal cancer when she was still young. She was diagnosed when she was 39.
Oh, my gosh.
And she lived 5 years, and I was her primary caregiver, and the whole time she was really, really, really sick. I mean, it wasn't like a normal case of cancer where people get treatment and they get better for a while and, you know, they're kind of up and down.
Yeah.
She was practically bedfast for the whole 5 years. And I was taking care of her. And after a while, I started, you know, just falling apart, which I had never done before. And, you know, I fell into depression and all these terrible things happened. And I felt like in all of that I let her down, You know, I was the one supposed to be taking care of her. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, I failed. And I realized, yeah, and I'm just as fragile and as frail as anybody else out there. And the way that other people have failed me, I have failed too. And it's just one of the sad realities in life.
So hearing that message, Paul, ahead of the time you needed it, what did that do for you? I mean, did it give you well, I'll just ask you, what did it do for you?
Well, when I would see that coming to pass, it was kind of really strange, because anytime people let you down, it's not a joyful experience. You know, it's a difficult experience. And yet at the same time, in a roundabout way, it was almost kind of encouraging, because I thought, well, but yet the Lord told me this was going to happen. You know what I mean? It sounds weird, but it was kind of like a confirmation, in the sense that, okay, but he cared about me. You know, he told me beforehand this was going to happen. And sure enough, it's happening. Mm. But it wasn't like he just left me out there hanging. You know, he told me beforehand, don't get too carried away with all the happiness and bliss, because it's fleeting and other things are going to happen too.
Yep. Paul, as a young man, and I'm sure my story has been repeated billions of times, my father used to vex me to no end. I mean, I would be like, I could not believe this guy. And I vowed to myself, well, when I'm a father, I'm not going to do what that guy did. Sure enough, I'm the same guy. I see my kids and they look at me and they probably think, this guy, the same thing. And it's just the human condition. We cannot help ourselves, right? It is embedded within us.
Yeah, even when we're trying to do right, you know, even when we're trying to do the best that we know how, a lot of times we hurt people, and we not only didn't mean to hurt them, a lot of times we hurt people we don't even know we've hurt them until after the fact. You know, there's just nothing in our own head that was about letting anybody down or hurting them.
Yeah.
But we did anyway. And that we also have to realize that a lot of times, that's what happens when people hurt us. They didn't mean to and may not even know that they did.
Yep.
It's just part of the human condition.
So, Paul, there you are. You've been given a gift here early on. There was a little wisdom imparted to you from God. And then, of course, you tell us your own story about the sadness of your wife and her untimely death and the suffering and you feeling bad about yourself, that you think you let her down. And now here you are. You're an older man. I mean, what sort of biblical wisdom do you impart from that? I mean, I'm sure, obviously, you're a bright man. You're thinking about this. You're praying about it. What do you come up with?
Well, you know, the effect all that's going to have on each person is going to be different. But in my life, I am a huge believer in just radical grace. Mm-hmm. I believe that God's grace is completely radical and largely underestimated and not understood by Christians. Mm. But I think that God grants us just total grace in all these things. Like, he knows we are but dust, and he just loves us anyway. And so the challenge then is to learn to accept that and love ourselves, and at the same time, realizing how in need of grace we are, we need to extend that grace to the people who have hurt us as well. You know, that's our only recourse. That's our only way of paying it back or paying it forward, maybe, is to extend grace to those who've hurt us.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Paul, thanks for being here today and sharing your story. We've only talked to you maybe one other time. And so it's always fascinating for us to hear how God speaks into other people's lives.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Paul.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, our best to you.
Paul Prather, he's Kentucky a columnist. Based. Yeah. We find him online from Kentucky. He's the pastor of Bethesda Church in Kentucky, talking about people will let you down. Expect it, accept it, show mercy, move on.
Move on.
Move it.
Windows are us. You've tried the rest, now try the best. When assigned to replace your roof, siding, gutters, and downspouts, entry doors, and, of course, windows, you can count on Windows or Us, the area's premier exterior replacement company. This is John Steigerwald. With over 50 years' experience in the home remodeling industry, Windows or Us offers repair and replacement for all your exterior home projects. Why pay double with some other companies? Windows or Us will always give you the best price on the best in-class products, backed by the best warranties in the industry, all with zero sales pressure. Speaking of zero, right now get zero interest financing for 12 months and no processing fee with prices set to increase on all exterior products. Lock in your quote today. Schedule a free estimate and inspection today at WindowsOrUsPittsburgh.com. You've tried the rest, now try the best. WindowsOrUsPittsburgh.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly. And now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Is your school a true partner in your child's education? They should be. Pittsburgh's Christian schools agree. If you're looking for a safe environment where kids can learn, challenge, and grow, with highly qualified teachers who are not only caring but accessible, where academic excellence goes hand in hand with character development, consider Christian education. Right now, local Christian schools are offering half-price tuitions for first-time enrollees, like Pittsburgh Christian Academy in West Mifflin. Visit wordfm.com/tuitions.
Stop by Mattress Firm for summer Black Friday deals. Save up to $600 on select mattresses from top brands, with Queen starting at $149.99. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying purchase.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there. We're on your Google speaker, too. Plus, iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
Cloudy and humid tonight with a thunder shower in spots. We'll see a nighttime low of 65. Variable cloudiness tomorrow with a thunderstorm in parts of the area. It'll remain humid with a high of 78. For tomorrow night, expect a moonlit sky with a low of 59. Some sunshine Thursday, then increasing clouds with a shower in the area for the afternoon. We'll reach a high of 79. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
August 9th is Book Lovers Day. And, you know, there's National Book Day and, you know, Reading Awareness Day and whatever it is. But on...
You've blown that off.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
those days.
Day, you know, those ones.
They don't hold a candle to this.
So this is what I love about this one, is these are just, I call these the books I like to read. Mm-hmm. Right? So we have a ton of books that we have to read to do this job, right? And a lot of them, they're wonderful books, but they're books that you have to sit down, you have to attend to, you know, it's something that you're going to get something out of, something you're going to learn something from. Very important.
Attention must be paid.
Maybe not a book that you just want to read. You're on vacation, you're on the beach, you know, something you're going to take in.
Right. Or do you ever do this? Oftentimes, I'll stand in front of my bookcases and just scan.
Yes.
I love that so much. It's like you're taking a little trip.
I know.
You go, oh, I know this book. I remember that year I did this.
Exactly.
That.
So you attach books that you read to to where you
to
read
the
them
event,
or what was
the time and the place, the age, all those different things. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, sometimes I may not even remember the plot of the book.
Yes, but
I remember
where
the book.
Or where I was when I was reading it.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Exactly right. Okay, so these are the books that you read. Mm-hmm. The books that you see the spine and you say, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that book. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you to toss one up. I'll toss one up, and then we're just going to go back and forth.
All right. Okay, fine. Okay, I've got a few written down as
okay,
you do
so
as well.
Okay, so just tell me one.
Okay. So you said to me, just write down books that you know.
Books that you love.
Yeah, books that I love. Okay, so I had to picture myself in front of my bookcase because I was like, I'm not sure. It was, sort of like a little hole I was falling into. The first book in my bookcase that I thought of, The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid.
Never heard of it.
It's Bill Bryson.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Bill Bryson, like 1970 or something like that. And it's exactly as the title, The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid. It's about a kid, and I'm sure he did not know about the Thunderbolt in Pittsburgh. It's about a kid who's obsessed with a roller coaster.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's a novel?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a piece of fiction. It's super, super funny. It's one of my happy books.
Really? Mm-hmm.
When you kind of go, I need a book. I want to just go and laugh a little bit. He's truly laugh out loud.
Okay, so Bill Bryson's a travel writer.
Yes, he is.
So he wrote In a Sunburnt Land about Australia. He wrote A Long Walk? I think that one about the Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
His book about Europe. I can't remember what it's called. It's so hilarious.
Super. But this book is unlike his other books.
How about that?
And it's
that?
The first time I've ever encountered him was this book. And then it became something else in my mind. But I remember this book very clearly. I was living in New York City. And I was absolutely miserable. I was miserable. And there was a bookstore next to a double day bookstore next to a place I was working in. And during breaks, I'd go in there and just kind of browse. And I said to the person, give me a book that's going to make me happy. And the bookseller was like, oh, here, this book. And that was like a gift from heaven.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, fabulous.
That's so great.
What do you got?
All right, 50 Acres and a Poodle.
What is that?
It's a book by Jean Marie Laskus, who was a professor at Pitt. And it's her story of being a single woman living in the South Side as a professional, happy with her life, meeting her husband, getting married, and them buying a 50-acre farm in Washington County.
Is this fiction?
No. It's a real story. It is so hilarious.
Oh, that's cool. What's it called?
And so 50 Acres and a Poodle. And so it's just her story of going from being, an urbanite to being a farmer. And all of the things that she expected would happen that didn't happen, and the myriad of things she never expected that did. I mean, she is a wonderful, wonderful writer. It has two sequels to it, 50 Acres and a Farm, I think is the second one, and then The Exact Same Moon is the birth of their kids.
50 Acres and a Poodle.
50 Acres and a Poodle, Jean Marie Laskus.
Okay. I have a whole subgenre in my library. When I was a little boy, and up till this day, pretty much, I was obsessed with baseball books. So much so that the librarians in my local library would set aside books for me. And one time I came in, I was probably 14 or 15, and they said to me, John, you've read every baseball book in the library.
Change your genre.
Yeah. Anyway, later on in life, Jim Boughton, who was a major league ball player, wrote a book called Ball Four. He wrote this in 1970, and essentially it's a diary of the 1969 baseball, Major League Baseball season through his eyes. This book...
Is he like a broadcaster?
He was a pitcher.
Oh, he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it caused a major, massive uproar because Jim Boughton wrote, truthfully, the unvarnished life of what it is to be a Major League Baseball player. At the time, amphetamines were in great use, greenies. He peeled the story back on Mickey Mantle and singled Mickey Mantle out as a drunk for the first time in the popular press. The womanizing. I mean, the joys, the thrills, the ups and the downs. But it was like all those books that I read as a kid, idolizing baseball, this was the opposite of that.
And did that burst the bubble for you?
No, it was an adult book and I was, becoming a young adult. And of course in my mind's eye, you kind of think, oh, this has to be that way. But I'll tell you what, it inflamed people. He lost many friendships over it. The commissioner of baseball called him out over it. I mean, it crushed Major League Baseball. It was a big deal in its day and age.
Did it change how you felt about baseball?
No, not in the least.
Okay.
Ball Four, Jim Boughton.
How do you spell Boughton?
Boughton.
I'm going to say The Hunt for Red October by Tom Clancy.
Oh, That's like a little fun beach read.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's not very little, though. It's a pretty long beach read.
Sure, yeah.
If you're going to be at the beach for a week, that'll...
You're going to toast on the beach, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was, I think that was the first Tom Clancy book I ever read. And it's so good. I mean, there's so many Clancy books that you can pick from.
Yeah.
But that one, it's shorter than the others. And it's just, it's a nice, tight story. It doesn't have very many characters. There's not a single woman in it.
Mm-hmm. High drama.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, it's kind of funny. We were talking about the death of David McCullough the other day. And, you know, in reading about him, I think twice he said, it took me 10 years to write this book, 7 years to write this book. That's the opposite of Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy is somewhat of a writing machine. Not to be dismissive in any way, shape, or form. He's a master of his work. But he regularly would churn these books out.
He would.
Like 6 months.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He didn't write for a very long period of time and then passed away as a relatively young man.
Yeah.
So he had a huge output. I mean, some of the books, you know, Without Remorse is probably, I don't know, it could be 1,400 pages.
1,400 pages.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it? What a skill.
That's a very unhappy story. Okay. So, Hunt for Red October.
Song. Okay. Slaughterhouse-Five.
Oh, never read that.
Kurt Vonnegut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, it's quirky, it's weird, it's of a particular mindset, you know, like 70s books. A lot of these stuff, you know, these books that I talk about are me leaving, like, you know, leading child's books and becoming an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt Vonnegut was that for me. It's a story, of course, of World War II, made into a motion picture a few years later. I loved Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, he's such a good writer. Such an interesting person.
Super quirky.
Yep.
Very deep, but an extremely interesting guy. It's a World War II story and a heartbreak. And this film itself still holds up. It's a great movie, and the book is killer.
He served himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
Thought he did.
I think largely that's the Slaughterhouse-Five is written from.
Okay, from that perspective. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with John, any Harry Bosch book.
Oh.
Written by Michael Connelly.
Okay, yeah.
There are probably 18 of them now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For those of you who watched Amazon Prime, Bosch was a big hit TV show. It had 6 seasons, I think, before it was canceled by Amazon and then picked up by another network. So, but do yourself a favor and read the books. Michael Connelly is such a terrific writer. If you like crime stories, not true crime. This is like Harry Bosch is a fictional character.
Yeah.
But he is unbeatable when it comes to a real life, believable. He embodies the genre. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I read his first book when it was in the 90s, and I've just never left him. And what's so wonderful, I talked about this before in the show, is that Michael Connelly was able to pick the actor who played Harry Bosch for the show.
Nice choice.
So for any of us who read the books, it was like when you saw Titus Welliver and that character, you were like,
That's the guy.
That's him.
That's fabulous.
That's who we were thinking of this whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, highly recommend
it. Very good. This book I found just poking around. This is one of the joys of a bookstore, right?
Mm-hmm.
You poke around and then you find something. I found this book that was written in 1919 called Winesburg, Ohio. And it's a slim volume. And it's a series of short stories that all involve, the thread is, one guy. His name is George Willard. And it's this little, tiny, small town. Now, it's a mix. I mean, some of these stories are heartbreaking. Some of them are very funny. Some of them are shocking. It's a small town in Ohio. The town does exist, Winesburg, Ohio. Mm. But 1919. Mm. It's kind of like a darker Our Town in some way.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Winesburg, Ohio.
All right. Well, this book that I was going to talk about is similar to that, I think. Wallace Stegner wrote Angle of Repose. Wallace Stegner is a master writer. And he wrote a story about 3 couples and what happens to them from the time they're young until the time they're older. And it's like a meditation on maturing, on marriage, on divorce, on misunderstanding, forgiveness. I mean, it's such a rich book. I can't believe it's that serious and I can enjoy it that much.
Fabulous.
But I would say Wallace Stegner.
All right.
Yeah, I think we need to break.
All right, good.
Book Lovers Day.
Book Lovers Day.
Mm-hmm. So what books do you love?
Yeah. Anything else you got in there? You want to
I have a whole bunch of other things.
Studs Terkel, Working.
Mm. Wrinkle in Time, Madeline L'Engle.
On the Road with Jack Carraway.
Oh, it's such a good one. Uh-huh. The first Harry Potter.
It would be so nice if you weren't here. Charles Grodin.
Oh, Jurassic Park. Michael Crichton.
101.5 WORD.
I won! Yes!
And we want you to win, too. So sign up to receive our contests and sweepstakes update. Each Friday, you can see new opportunities to win. We regularly give out prizes from books, music, and merchandise to household items, even vacation trips or car payments. Stay up on all the fun. Subscribe to our contests and sweepstakes update, mailed each Friday.
Sign up today at wordfm.com/subscribe.
This is Kathy Emmons. John and I are grateful for the encouragement we have from all of our advertisers, and especially our friends at Grove City College. Thanks to everyone at Grove City for supporting The Ride Home.
The word around town is that Pittsburgh homeowners are choosing doing it right when it comes to their roofing, siding, and remodeling projects.
That's because since 1984, doing it right, roofing, siding, remodeling, continues to set the bar through clear communication and an installation that's second to none.
Doing It Right employs only the most experienced professionals to install and oversee your project.
They'll stop at nothing to ensure your satisfaction, doing business honestly, taking no money down and no payment until the job is complete.
Doing It Right will ensure that all work is installed to the industry's highest standards, then back it all up with their lifetime workmanship warranty.
As a prestigious multi-award-winning Owens Corning Platinum contractor, as well as a VSI-certified installation contractor, you can't go wrong with Doing It Right.
Mention John and Kathy for a discount off your estimate.
Call 724-NEW-ROOF for a free project evaluation or visit roofingcontractorpittsburgh.com.
Want it done right, call Doing It Right.
Here's football legend Howie Long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free, using the phone, turning on your lights, heck, even driving. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. Let me tell you, these things are amazing. You don't need to lace up, and they're even better than your standard slip-on sneakers. This is next-level slip-in technology, where you don't need to reach down and help your heel in. You just step in, and off you go. It's that easy. So what's the secret? There's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place, and also keeps your feet secure in heavenly comfort, which means they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers. And you can even slip into them while you're sitting down. Make your life easier and go hands-free with Skechers' new hands-free slip-in footwear. You'll never have to struggle putting on your shoes again.
Get hands-free slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
We are everywhere. On your radio at 101.5 WORD-FM Pittsburgh, at WordFM.com, the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and Odyssey.
I think all of us have been shocked by inflation. You just, things that you've bought for years, all of a sudden it becomes a different price. I mean, last night, one of my kids is out of town, so and he doesn't like Chinese food, which is a whole other story. But last night I was like, let's do some Chinese takeout. The three of us, we did three orders of Chinese food, three entrees. We got a couple of egg rolls, and my kid got a some dumplings as an appetizer. That was it. I called in the order, and I said to my kid, I'll buy you fly. And so he was going to go pick it up. Gave the order. The woman on the other end totaled it up. For those three entrees and a couple of egg rolls and an appetizer, $61.
Oh my God. Was it like a nice place?
This place is a hole in the wall.
Wow.
It is our local sort of like, you know, every neighborhood's got one.
Yeah.
Your local sort of low rent Chinese place that is good, right, and easy, and you go in and get your $61. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather. That's inflation.
Wow.
Have you felt it?
I sure have. We don't eat a whole lot of meat in our house because my husband can't eat it. And we also don't eat a lot of chicken or that sort of thing because my husband can't eat it. So beans are a staple of the family diet.
Sure.
So buy a lot of cans of beans. So prior to the last year,
I could buy a can of beans for 69 cents.
Mm. What kind of beans?
Like
cannelloni.
Right, cannellini beans, Great Northern beans, garbanzo beans, you know, any of those.
Yeah.
Right, kidney beans.
69 cents a can.
69 cents a can.
That's a good barometer of inflation.
Listen, I am at the grocery store on Saturday. They're $2.39.
What?
I was like, wait a minute.
Four times the amount?
So then I was like, wait a minute. So I looked at it. So they're a bigger can. Okay, so they're not the normal size can. They're not, right. They're not that. But they're not twice that either, right? So it's some other hybrid size. So I went to I thought, well, that's crazy. So I went to another store and looked at, you know, beans where I've purchased them in the past. Cheapest one I could find was $1.29. Most of them $1.39, some of them $1.49. That is the same size. So we're talking 69 cents.
50% plus more.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what it is with meat, chicken, that sort of thing.
It's through the roof. I mean, ground meat, it's crazy, crazy expensive.
Yeah.
And you think it's only going to get worse. Okay, so we saw an article at Vox, and they give various degrees of inflation shock, just like the stories Kath and I both told. A woman says that her son loves a beloved homemade bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. The package she gets used to be $8.99 at her local supermarket for bacon. She went to buy it. It was $12.99.
Whoa.
I went to the manager and I said, is this right or is this a mistake? And he said, yeah, that's the price now. So she didn't buy it. Honestly, this is one thing we can do without. And you figure, you just go, okay, I can do without this. Now, right. Here's the weird thing. You kind of went to another store.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're blowing gas.
I know. Right. It's a good
Same
point.
Same thing.
It's a good point.
So how many stores are you going to go to drive around now?
Right. To save 60 cents on beans. Like, that seems kind of ridiculous,
exactly.
Right?
Now, I know the gas has come down, but still.
I know.
This time last year versus where we are now, it's still easily a buck and a quarter, maybe a buck 50 more than it was this time last year.
Right.
Okay. Here's another example. Somebody's looking for a 48 ounce bag of chicken tenders. Okay. That's like, you know,
frozen.
That's like a kid thing, right?
Sure.
Chicken tenders. Well, I mean, you know, for a lot, it's like quick and easy is what I should say. Chicken tenders, a 48-ounce bag. April of 2021, it was $8.79. Now it's listed at $12.25. Ush.
Isn't that outrageous?
Yeah. Here's the thing. We haven't suffered. I mean, how many years have you read about, you know, Venezuela? And, you know,
sure.
90%.
Runaway inflation.
And you think, oh, my gosh, those poor people, how do they live? We haven't had inflation for many decades. And now all of a sudden it's here, and man, it's going to crush people. You can only imagine what it's going to be like for the heating oil season.
Sure.
I mean, people are going to be in turmoil trying to pay their heating bills.
Right. Okay, is there anything in particular that you normally buy in a grocery trip or some trip to it doesn't have maybe a specialty store or whatever that you've decided because of how much it is? Like, I'm sorry, I'm drawing the line.
Well, here's a question. No, well, like, we're not buying high-end steak or anything like that, right? I mean, I love popcorn, right? You and I both have this little thing for, like, real popcorn, you know, three kernels in
your
pan.
None of this Jiffy Pop, none of this microwave thing.
Popcorn's almost tripled in price.
I was just looking at popcorn yesterday, and I thought...
That's my staple.
I know. I was going to get the bag, or the jar, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to make sure I use what I have first.
What do you have, Orville Redenbacher?
Well, I was going to buy Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah, that's a high end, right?
Right, right.
Because it's good popcorn.
Right. I actually bought Black Jewel last time. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious. Uh-huh. Those little tiny kernels. That is
white.
So good. Yeah, I think that's out of my range. So I was going to go for Orville, and then Orville was so expensive. I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to have to finish off what I have.
Jolly Pop.
I'm not doing Jolly Pop.
Why not?
I think maybe I'd rather do without popcorn than go
No, it's not bad. No.
Really?
No. Would you prefer yellow or white?
If I could pick, I'd prefer white.
Me too. No, Jolly Pop's fine.
Yeah, but it's not good.
No. It's fine. It's good. It's good.
Are you still pouring butter over it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, butter's the great equalizer.
And it becomes yellow.
Right? It's, you know, it's fabulous. You're going to have popcorn. You have to have butter on it.
Of course. Right? It wouldn't be the
here,
same.
Here, okay, wait, here's my kid. I get this kid.
You got this kid like it was an accident.
No, like, he's like, I don't eat fruit. Like, okay.
Who doesn't eat fruit?
Tim. Anyway, somehow, you know, kids are like they don't really contribute a whole heck of a lot. But this kid, his tastes are very high end. Oh. He says to me the other day, "We don't have any butter." Now, look, we never grew up with butter in our house. We always had margarine.
Right, like Imperial margarine.
Yeah. Imperial.
Not Imperial.
That was a brand. No. I'm buying, like, you know. Anyway, I go, "No, there's butter in the fridge." He goes, "No, Dad." I almost lost my mind. "You don't have any Irish butter. That's the only butter I want." I'm like, "Well, you're on your own, my friend. You and your high-end Irish butter, really? Like, good gravy. You lose your mind with your kids."
You really do.
Yeah, please.
Coming up next, did you know that your electronics have a death date?
I did not know this, but sad to say, I fully expected it. Right?
So, like, one of these days, my laptop's just going to stop working.
Sure, because it's just built in now. And with inflation, we can pay three times as much. We've attended two weddings this summer, both lovely couples beaming in love, excited to start life together as husband and wife. The weddings themselves, though, couldn't have been more different. One was large, easily 250 guests, inside a gorgeous church. The other was a sweet affair in a backyard where there were about 25 of us, joy and cookie tables abounding. The future looks bright for both couples, but at each reception, there was plenty of talk of couples starting out and setting up house. Tellingly, both couples were putting off buying a home because of our current times. United Faith Mortgage, that wonderful family, you've heard them here on Word FM. Well, they're excited for first-time home buyers, whenever that may be. They've even got a 7-step blueprint of important steps on the road to buying your first home. These are odd times, but United Faith Mortgage is going to be there in good times and bad to ensure that owning a home, sweet home, is a possibility for us all. The direct lender advantage is everything, so check out United Faith Mortgage.
United Mortgage Corp, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities. Mortgage lender license 22672.
MyPillow's having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Hey, this is John Hall. You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code WORD.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Our real goal at RPTS is to train people for ministry.
Whether training to be a pastor or just wanting to grow in your walk with God, you'll find what you're looking for at RPTS.
We want to see them really grounded in their theological growth. We want it to be heart-directed as well. We want to see students prepared to serve and to love the people of God and develop ministries that we think have a great partnership with the local church.
Learn more about the MTS degree program and flexible online options at rpts.edu.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't you feel like
resigned already?
Don't you feel like it's just about everything is rigged in some form or another?
Yes,
it does. Like yes. Everything is, and again, this is a first world problem, but it feels as though everything is just whack-a-doodle upside down. All right, so I refuse to buy Apple
AirPods.
I just refuse to. They're like $200, right?
They're not. I don't think they're that much.
I think they are.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I'm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give or take. Yeah.
Gary says.
Management. Yeah. Gary says. Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at an article in the Washington Post, and there's and they preview 14 devices that have death watches built into them, which is essentially batteries that are glued into the electronic device. That in a matter of 2, sometimes 3 years, the battery dies. And then, of course, the particular electronic piece that you have dies as well, be it an AirPod, right? Your headphone, all these things.
An Amazon Fire tablet.
And the thing about it is everybody knows this.
Your iPhone.
The tech industry doesn't hide this. And you think about all this. How everyone's so big talking about our carbon footprint and all that brouhaha, right?
Think how much garbage.
The electronic waste involved in something like that. It's massive.
The article from the Washington Post says that the Amazon Fire, the HD8 tablet, is designed to die in as little as 2 to 3 years.
Yep.
2 to 3 years?
And what's that going to cost you?
$100?
$150?
Get out of here. Your AirPods are could die in 2 years. Mm-hmm. How many recharges it'll take, Apple won't say. And if your battery does die, Apple's battery service will only sell you a new one for $49 per bud.
So for $100.
Right. You can get new batteries. Mm-hmm. So that's really annoying.
So we're being sold this false promise, right? I mean, and if you, I don't know.
Okay. I want to keep going.
All right.
Apple MacBook Air, which is something that I would like to purchase right now.
Oh, you would?
I would.
What's
I'm
that cost?
I'm not
you?
Going to.
$1,500? $2,000?
Probably, yeah, between 15 and 2. Our estimate for how soon it'll die, 4 years. Mm-hmm. How many? It can take 1,000 charge cycles for 80% capacity. And you can get a battery, a new one, for $129.
Okay.
Can I back up and tell you that I have a MacBook Pro from late 2013?
What?
It still works.
So you didn't use it a lot?
Oh, a fair amount. I used it here.
Interesting.
For work.
And do you think that it's still, what's your theory on that?
It's fine, except the battery is starting to get hot.
Okay.
So
it runs hot.
But it's lasted an incredible long time.
No, the weird thing is, now, Apples are known for not having fans inside of their PCs or laptops, right?
Yeah.
So the battery gets hot, then there's, you know, there's the death knell right there. But it's lasted a long time.
Yep, this one.
Interesting.
What about, do either one of you have a Dyson vacuum?
No.
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 Mm-hmm. You had one, John.
No, I have a pet thing.
Yeah.
It's a Bissell.
Oh, but I'm pretty sure at one point you had a Dyson, because I thought I had this conversation with your wife. Anyway, 6 years for the Dyson cordless vacuum is what it says.
There's another battery buried in there.
Right. There is another battery in there. And of course, the Dyson vacuum is like, I don't know. $600 or something absurd
no,
like
that. No, we didn't
that.
Have that. Believe me, if my wife was buying that, we weren't buying that.
No, I'm sure we didn't have that for crying out loud. Anyway, it does make you think, though.
It's all rigged.
Right.
Although, and is it just poor batteries or maybe just the technology? They can't make a better battery. That's just what it is, right?
I don't know.
That's
or,
what I would
okay,
think.
What about this? I had this little video camera. It was like before there were smartphones when my kids were little. And I have a lot of good content on there, but the thing conked out.
Yeah.
So right.
you have
is
to
there
have a
any revival?
No, just
situation?
Go have a transfer. Take it to like, you know, take all those tapes to a transfer house.
But it's not like on tapes. It's like a digital recorder. It was like the first generation digital video recorder.
They could find stuff. They could download
you think?
That. Yes.
Okay.
Someone can do that. There's a place in Squirrel Hill. I think it's called Rewind Memories or something like that. We've taken stuff there.
Okay.
I didn't mean to plug them, but there it is.
Free plug.
Yeah.
We could also give them to our boss and see if he could, like, unearth it.
Well, for a while there, I mean, both Mike here and myself, we hired a guy to digitize our slides. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah.
And he did a terrific job
on
that,
he did a very
right?
good job, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I had, like, a couple thousand of old slides
from
the 70s.
Yeah.
And now they're, like, on a little, you know, zip drive.
Right. And I got a bunch of my dad's old movies.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know, and I had those, you know, put on. I just opened my desktop the other day and was looking at a couple of them.
Your zip drive's going to die, too.
Great. Oh, no.
It will.
Heck. No, so I got to transfer to a new zip drive before that dies.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts forever. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the story of abortion in America, a street-level history. This is a discussion about abortion that perhaps you've never heard before. So stay with us. 5 o'clock hour, The Ride Home.
WORD-FM Pittsburgh. On your smart speaker by saying, play the word Pittsburgh. And on your phone via the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and Odyssey.
Minvestments.com.
With SR News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump has released a statement saying the FBI has searched his Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago estate. Correspondent Bill Alexander with that report.
The search, according to people close to the investigation, is focusing on materials Mr. Trump took after he left the White House. There may be a question as to whether Mr. Trump has boxes of classified documents. The Justice Department had no comment on whether Attorney General Merrick Garland authorized the search. In his statement, Mr. Trump said, after working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. There are reports agents also broke open a safe during their probe. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Stocks remain in the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down 73 points, the Nasdaq off 145. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. After a Christian man in the Middle East was killed for smuggling Bibles, his wife decided to avenge his death by continuing his work. She and her parents returned to the same area where he had been killed and distributed 1,500 copies of the New Testament. In nations where God's word is illegal, Bibles must be smuggled or printed covertly. This often comes at a high price, so those involved in printing and distributing Bibles must be willing to suffer. Some have spent years in jail, others have died. Pray for Christians who suffer and for those who persecute the body of Christ that they might come to know Jesus.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-936-5496.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Cloudy and humid tonight with a thunder shower in spots. We'll see a nighttime low of 65. Variable cloudiness tomorrow with a thunderstorm in parts of the area. It'll remain humid with a high of 78. For tomorrow night, expect a moonlit sky with a low of 59. Some sunshine Thursday, then increasing clouds with a shower in the area for the afternoon. We'll reach a high of 79. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, thanks for coming along today, the Tuesday edition. In academia, there are, you know, young scholars who want to engage their education, and they rely on the generosity of oftentimes foundations to help support that journey in, right? So there's a really interesting story about a rabbi, a young female rabbi. And it involves a guy who I did not know. His name is Leslie Wexner. And he is the man behind Victoria's Secret.
Got it.
Now, this man, Leslie Wexner, had very close ties with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right? I know that story.
Now, there's something that is called the Wexner Fellowship, which is given for graduate students and Jewish professionals. They are, you know, the generosity of the Ohio clothing mogul's generosity. So this prominent rabbi, whose work was boosted by the Wexner funding, is now speaking out and putting her money where her mouth is. Rabbi Danya Rutenberg announced in a Facebook post this past week that she had donated a sum to the National Survivor Network. It's an advocacy group run by survivors of sex trafficking that she calculated to be more than 20% more so than the foundation has spent on her education from 2018 to 2021 when she was a Wexner Field Fellow. She said, "I've been sitting with my unease about this for some time, especially, but not only, given the nature of my book project." Now, she's writing a book about traditional Jewish concepts laid out by a 12th century Jewish philosopher to address contemporary issues of violence, racism, and sexual violence. And she said, "I've written a book about repairing harm, and I'm personally feeling a dissonance that I must address. So I'll continue to speak out and advocate for survivors of sexual violence and work for change until we have a world free of exploitation."
Good. Good for her.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's the Wexner Foundation, W-E-X-N-E-R, if you want to look that up. Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I had probably read that that's what its name was, but I knew the story of the Victoria's Secret owner and his connection with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah.
So, I mean, this age that we live in, and, you know, look at, you know, how many different foundations and people who are so generous. The Templeton Fund. Look at the good work that they've done.
Right.
Our good friend Jay and Terry, you know, there are many
people.
The Lilly
Foundation.
The Lilly Foundation. I mean, major organizations, people who have made billions, and people who are interested in a conversation about faith, which I love so much.
Sure.
That still in this day and age, it exists and helps young scholars, you know, in their research or in their education costs.
Right. There are countless foundations that are doing excellent work. But that, I appreciate that woman taking it seriously enough to say, you know what, this doesn't sit well with me. I appreciate the money that I was given, but it's time for me to give back.
Right.
And she gave it to the right place.
And 20%, right?
Yeah,
which is love. Yeah, you give, like, you know, your 20% gratuity adding on top of that. I mean, obviously she has the means to do this. Hopefully, you know, the book sales will, you know, embolden her to continue to do so. But there are many who just can't for whatever reason.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, to be a religious scholar is a very, it's not a high-end, high wage earning job.
Right, of course. You're not going to get a whole lot of press, not a whole lot of advertisers, not a whole lot of sponsors for that.
You toil in obscurity.
Yes, that is for sure. All right, speaking of toiling in obscurity, Marvin Alasky has done that for a long time. He was the editor of World Magazine for a very long time, also a distinguished author, great thinker. And he has written a new book along with Leah Savas, who we've never met before, but we're about to meet her in just a couple minutes. This is the story of abortion in America, a street-level history, tracing the history of abortion in America by looking beyond the laws to the dramatic stories and personalities of the people they touched. That's coming up next. Ride home.
101.5 WORD.
Where things are really cooking, as well as baking, frying, and grilling. Got a favorite recipe you'd like to share?
A longtime favorite family recipe.
It could win you a $1,000 Williams-Sonoma shopping spree. If you love being around a hot stove.
Being in the kitchen, cooking, I really love that.
Enter the Your Favorite Recipe sweepstakes today. Not only could you win lots of new cookware and cutlery, but your recipe could be published. Just go to wordfm.com/yummy. That's wordfm.com/yummy.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
MyPillow's having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Hey, this is John Hall. You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code WORD.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Well, you know the rest. It's a calling you take very seriously as a Christian parent. And Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills seeks to honor your commitment by working together with parents to prepare students who are academically sound and spiritually ready to take their place in the world through a classical approach to education that helps build a faith from which they will never depart. Trinity Christian School, one of the top K-12 schools in Allegheny County at trinitychristian.net.
Abortion is never far from the headlines, and especially these past few months, it has made, of course, if you know, ripple waves throughout this country. Well, there's a brand new work that is in the mix, and we've been following this closely at Christianity Today, but Marvin Alasky and Aaliyah Savas have a book that is to be released later on in this year, early next year. But Christianity Today has been taking excerpts from this story. And, I mean, it's shocking to even go into the story of abortion in America. So Aaliyah Savas reports on abortion for World News Group, where she writes the weekly Vitals Roundup and newsletter of Pro-Life News. Here to talk to us today about the story of abortion in America, a street-level history from 1652 to 2022. Aaliyah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Aaliyah, what does this book and your perspective on it tell us that we wouldn't know otherwise?
Well, one thing that's really interesting about this book is all the work that Marvin and I have put into digging up stories about the individuals involved in abortion-related stories since 1652. So, for example, one of the first chapters goes into the story behind the first recorded abortion in America, and that was in 1652. I think a lot of people I've talked to about this are like, what? The 1650s? I didn't know that abortion was happening in America then. But that is exactly the case. And this is the story of a Captain William Mitchell. He's from England. He meets this beautiful young woman named Susan Warren. They immigrate to America unfortunately, they're both married. So right there, you have a little problem just to start off. But Mitchell's wife dies on the voyage. Susan Warren, she is leaving her husband back in England. And when she arrives with Mitchell at the New World, he eventually kind of forces himself upon her. She becomes pregnant. And instead of doing the right thing as, like, the leader in the relationship, he pressures her into abortion and actually hides an abortifacient in a poached egg and makes her eat it. So that's the first recorded abortion. So, you know, that's a story that I don't think many people have heard.
No, Leah, so where was this written? How did you know about this story?
So this is all from the Archives of Maryland. And Marvin has done a lot of extensive research into historical documents to kind of dig up these cases and tell us more about what happened long ago before really abortion was, you know, hitting media headlines like it is today and something that people tweet about, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's one story that, for example, that you'll see in the book.
Abortion hidden in the history books.
Leah, in reading the Supreme Court decision of Dobbs, one of the things that Justice Alito talked about is he went through and did a kind of a historical argument against abortion. And one of the things he said is from the earliest times in America, abortion was seen as something that was morally wrong. So from what you're learning about the very earliest days of our country, are you seeing similar things?
Yes, that is definitely the case. It was definitely in the common sense of the people at the time in early America to see abortion as murder. And oftentimes that was kind of fueled by people's understanding of scripture. So, for example, we look at some cases like in the case of Susan Warren and Captain Mitchell with the poached egg. The prosecutor in the case that eventually develops from this is... he points out that Mitchell's lawless actions of forcing this abortion on Susan Warren was a natural result of Captain Mitchell's belief. So Captain Mitchell, he actually denied Christ and the Holy Spirit. He basically said, you know, Jesus and the Holy Spirit is just a man and a pigeon. And this prosecutor is like, look, if you believe that, you know, that's going to lead to these sorts of lawless actions that we've seen from you. So they understood kind of the link between following God's law and avoiding sins like abortion. So,
interesting.
Yeah, that's one interesting connection.
So, Leah, then there was a trial. Was this a murder trial?
So, there weren't that many. There were a lot of trials like this in early America where there wasn't necessarily enough evidence to point to it as being an actual murder, just because it's often just the woman who is the witness. So in cases like this, the court couldn't prove the abortion since it couldn't prove pregnancy in the first place. And some neighbors testified on behalf of the defense and brought Susan's honesty to question. So they could not charge Mitchell with murder, but he did get kicked off of a governmental role that he had. He was banned from holding public office ever again. And he was definitely in disgrace as a result of this. So although he was not convicted of murder, he did suffer for what he did.
We're talking with Leah Savas, along with Marvin Alasky, a forthcoming book called The Story of Abortion in America, A Street-Level History, 1652 to 2022. So, Leah, move forward then. In your research and study and your reading, can you talk about the commonality of abortion in early America? Of course, you know, now that Roe's been rolled back, people will say, well, we're going to see, you know, backstreet abortions on the rise again. But can you talk about the prevalence of backstreet abortions and what that was like, you know, in the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries?
Definitely before the rise of antibiotics and antiseptic procedures, it was more common for women to die from abortion. Marvin describes it in the book as playing Russian roulette. Like if you take an abortifacient, it's like putting one bullet in the chamber, spinning it, pointing the gun at your head and pulling the trigger. And a surgical abortion was even more dangerous than that because of the risk of infection. But once we get to these times where we have antibiotics, antiseptic procedures, and also abortionists who knew that they needed to be skilled at what they were doing, they would be very well practiced and have very steady hands. They would have clean facilities. So that's around like the 1930s to 1960s. That's when the danger of a woman dying in abortion, of course, you know, if the baby's always going to die in a quote-unquote successful abortion, but the danger of the woman dying in an abortion really decreased when we started to see more of these antiseptic procedures and antibiotics. But, you know, there are these numbers that you'll hear about all the deaths that women had because of backstreet abortions, but those were really, a lot of those numbers were just made up out of thin air to kind of advance the pro-abortion talking point. That's definitely not what we're actually seeing when we look at the history of right before Roe v. Wade. It was pretty safe for the mother, in a sense, to get an abortion at that.
So you're saying then, Leah, that what we hear about back alley abortions is not true?
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly some cases of that where an abortionist was not skilled, did not have antiseptic procedures, did not use antibiotics. But in a lot of cases, it was the case that it was actually quite safe for women. It was a skill that abortionists had developed. They knew how to make money, so they wanted to do that well and continue to kill babies without also killing the mother.
So, Leah, in all your research and scholarship, 1652 to 2022, that is a long time for abortion in America. As you're reading to go through things, has there been something that stood out that surprised you, that, sort of made you think about things differently that we should know about in this, you know, sort of historical study of abortion?
Yeah, so one thing that definitely hit me, and for the record, my co-author Marvin Olasky did a lot of the historical research. My portion of the book is more present time.
I see.
From like the mid-90s to now, but he's the one that digged into like the archives and did research at the Library of Congress. And looking through his research, though, I was struck by how many doctors very early on were aware that life begins at conception. So you have doctors like Hugh Hodge from the 1800s who said clearly in a lecture that he gave that life begins at conception and that killing an unborn baby is killing human life. So that was, you know, surprising in some ways for me to see, but also just a reminder that the lie of the pro-abortion industry
right.
is something that's been going on for a long time.
That's good.
Leah, that's really interesting to me because I would think, and probably because this has to do with the research that I did or my own story, is that I would think like of the photographs of Leonard Nielsen. I don't know if they were in the early 90s, maybe late 80s of, you know, the very first photographs that were in Life
in
magazine
utero.
Of, you know, a developing child in utero. That's mm-hmm. to me when, oh, it was like the light bulb went on and said, oh, this is a continuous process.
It's a confirmation.
Right. That goes from conception. But you're saying that people were convinced that that was a continuous process from the 19th century.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the popular, it's not like everybody knew that life begins at conception, but it was definitely known among scientists and doctors, and they were frustrated by the fact that people in just everyday American life didn't know about that. So, but yeah, with pictures like the ones you were talking about, that really helped kind of spread that knowledge. And also another event in just spreading the knowledge of unborn life to everyday humans, everyday people, was at the 1939 World's Fair in New York City. There was actually this display of booths that displayed sculptures of unborn babies at different stages of development.
Really?
And yeah, so people lined up to see these and to see like what it looked like for the baby to be in utero.
That's cool.
And more than 2 million people would have seen these sculptures and seen that, you know, life begins at conception. The Gerber Products Company handed out a pamphlet at the fair that explained life begins at conception. So this is not a new thing. This
wow.
is the 1939 World's Fair. Yeah.
Fabulous.
That's really interesting.
So, Leah, you and Marvin here have traveled a long, long journey, obviously, in your research and scholarship. The book, as I said, to be released, is it next year the book releases?
Yeah, January 3rd. Mm-hmm. 2023.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you have to expect any number of queries and perhaps blowback from a secular press. But, you know, I mean, there's a matter of historical record here. Is this why you choose to do this, to sort of show here's a comprehensive look over the centuries here in the United States of America? This is a matter of history. Here's the written record of this.
Yeah, and we definitely wanted to tell the stories of everyday people. It would be easy to just focus on the politics and the laws around abortion, but we wanted to look at everyday people and how they influence the politics and the laws. So I think this does give a unique perspective as compared to some other scholarship and books we've seen out there.
Wow. Well, it's just... What I love about this is just kind of getting us out of all of the current conversation, which is like, you know, at, you know, 10 decibels at all times, right? Everybody's shouting at each other.
Right.
Just kind of taking a step back and looking at the way it's been over the last several hundred years and just kind of getting a grip on where we are. Leah, has it made you more reasonable? Like just kind of taking the long view of it?
Yeah, I think... It does definitely remind me that this is an ongoing fight. There's people on the pro-abortion side, usually you all hear from them that, you know, abortion has been around since the beginning of time and as long as women can get pregnant. And I think in some ways that is true.
Sure.
But it's also a reminder that just seeing some of these stories too of people who step up and show compassion for the women in need, of doctors who are speaking about the truth that life begins at conception. It just is a reminder that we need to continue doing that, no matter how long this fight goes on and no matter how much pressure and blowback we experience as people who advocate for unborn life.
Yeah. I mean, Leah, this is excellent work. The story needs to be told. And, you know, we've got increasing blowback from a pro-abortion perspective. So to tell the story of abortion and to see this, right, the good, the gory, and all that in between, congratulations to you and Marvin to put this together. We look forward, you know, when the book does come out, please join us again and we'll go a little deeper into the conversation.
Thank you so much.
The pleasure's been ours. Truly, it has been. Leah Savas, The Story of Abortion in America, A Street-Level History, 1652 to 2022. We'll step away for a few seconds, and we come back to the Daily Feature. Does this make sense?
I think we can all agree that every moment at Eden shaped us and impacted who we are right now.
The faith modeled by teachers at Eden Christian Academy has a profound impact on students' lives.
We carry with us more than the academics, but a strong, Christ-centered foundation.
I would just like to thank my teachers, my mentors, my family members, and my friends who have done the best they could to help me in this next phase of my life.
Eden Christian Academy, enrolling pre-K through 12th grade at edenchristianacademy.org.
Looking for quality patio furniture made right here in the USA? Hearth and Home Furnishings in Zelia Nopal offers one of the largest selections of American-made wicker, cast aluminum, and marine-grade polymer pieces designed to bring comfort and style to your living space, from casual to sophisticated, seating for 2 to 10, in dozens of finishes and hundreds of fabrics made to endure season after season. Hearth and Home Furnishings, family-owned since 1978, at hearthandhomepa.com.
In marriage, life has a way of pulling you apart. But Family Life's Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway helps you come back together.
Hey.
Join us in Pittsburgh, September 23rd through the 25th, or in Akron, October 14th through the 16th.
Got us a lot closer together.
Register today and save 50% through September 19th at weekendtoremember.com.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hey, everybody. Greg Laurie here from A New Beginning. You know, we're excited about our partnership with a OnePlace.com app. You can listen to my messages anytime, anywhere, even offline, without Wi-Fi with the OnePlace app. Now more than ever, don't you think we need to get God's Word into our lives? So let His Word fill you with hope in your office, in your home, or in your car, or wherever you are at OnePlace.com.
Listen on your smart speaker at wordfm.com, the Word FM app, iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. In your car or at home, too, at 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Cloudy and humid tonight with a thunder shower in spots. We'll see a nighttime low of 65. Variable cloudiness tomorrow with a thunderstorm in parts of the area. It'll remain humid with a high of 78. For tomorrow night, expect a moonlit sky with a low of 59. Some sunshine Thursday, then increasing clouds with a shower in the area for the afternoon. We'll reach a high of 79. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
Makes sense.
Does what make sense?
Epsom salts.
It's funny you say that.
Is it funny?
Epsom salts. I remember being like, a couple things. You can, like, if you're weary, if your body is like stressed, you take a bath with Epsom salts.
Does that mean anything?
I think it does.
How do you know that? Is that just like an old wives' tale?
No, I believe that there's truth there.
You do believe it.
I remember having like a half gallon container of Epsom salts in our family home. My mother, God bless her soul, Grace Hall, she worked hard. Uh-huh. She would take a bath regularly with Epsom salts.
And what's that supposed to do?
It eased her troubled mind.
Okay, this sounds made up.
You don't think it makes sense?
I don't know if it makes sense. Well, all I know is that I have a container of them.
And
I've never used them.
What?
Because I don't really buy it.
I also think, I remember like as a kid would get like a splinter and you would soak your, you know, splinter area in
it.
It would draw it out.
Is that like a total like...
No, it's not.
Placebo
no.
effect.
Nope,
like,
I don't think
here,
so.
Honey, stick your thumb in this. It's going to make getting the splinter out better.
No, I think you should do your research.
Of course it's not, because it's going to be horrible getting the splinter out.
Do your research. And join Grace Hall.
So what are you saying?
Epsom salts make sense.
Okay.
They've been around forever. It's one of those homeopathic things that you kind of go, how good can this be? But, you know, thousands of years, my guess, people have been using Epsom salts. Okay, maybe not thousands.
Moses. When the manna came, so did the Epsom salts.
Noah got out of the ark and said, give me a bath and some Epsom salts, my friend. Please.
So you say it does make sense?
It makes sense, yeah.
Can I say the verdict's out? Or is...
Oh, well, you're going to bring it up. You have to have a perspective.
All right. I want it to make sense.
Oh, jeez. Okay, all right. All right, does this make sense? Bumper stickers. When I was a kid, I went with my father alone to, like, some grocery store. We came out of the store. Some guy was putting bumper stickers on everybody's car. My dad was so hot, he went and found that guy. He said, you take that off my car right now. And the guy was like, oh, boy.
That's because this man knows what's up.
Now, my dad had, like, you know, a beater Chevy. Now, people are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 for a car.
And slapping something dumb on the back.
You want a bumper sticker on your car?
Bumper stickers do not make sense at all. They make every car look worse and cheaper.
Well, I don't know if they make
it. Make every car look worse.
I read once that the more bumper stickers you have on your car, the more prone to road rage you may be.
That could be too, because you have a lot of opinions.
If you got road rage and bumper stickers, take a bath in Epsom salts, because that makes sense, my friend.
1.5 WORD.
You're listening now, so we know you're a fan of the radio station.
I am a big fan.
And we want you to know that we appreciate you.
I am your number one fan!
That's why we've developed the Word FM Fan Club. It's free to join, and once you do, you can take part in exclusive surveys and contests.
Yeah, I love contests.
Special offers.
Great giveaways.
Discounts. Freebies.
I'd like to win one of these contests.
Become a member today. Go to wordfm.com/fanclub and sign up.
We're big fans.
The word around town is that Pittsburgh homeowners are choosing doing it right when it comes to their roofing, siding, and remodeling projects.
That's because since 1984, Doing It Right Roofing, Siding, Remodeling continues to set the bar through clear communication and an installation that's second to none.
Doing It Right employs only the most experienced professionals to install and oversee your project.
They'll stop at nothing to ensure your satisfaction, doing business honestly, taking no money down and no payment until the job is complete.
Doing It Right will ensure all work is installed to the industry's highest standards, then back it all up with their lifetime workmanship warranty.
As a prestigious multi-award winning Owens Corning Platinum contractor, as well as a VSI certified installation contractor, you can't go wrong with Doing It Right.
Mention Johnny Cathy for a discount off your estimate.
Call 724-NEW-ROOF for a free project evaluation or visit roofingcontractorpittsburgh.com.
Want it done right, call Doing It Right.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-936-5496.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
If you're shopping for a mattress, you might find you're paying a lot more for free. Mattress retailers use free delivery, free frames, and free box springs to close the deal. What they don't tell you is that the price of those freebies is already built into the price of the mattress. What if you don't need a frame or delivery? Too bad. You're paying for it anyway. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't need to make you pay more for free. You'll only pay for what you need. That is the Original Mattress Factory difference. Visit originalmattress.com to learn more.
Epsom salt update, they work.
We did look it up.
Okay.
Here, just now. And they are magnesium sulfate, so they're not pretend. That's the first thing I can tell you.
Hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years people have been using them to relieve aches and pains. I think I might put my hand in there tonight and see if it makes any difference.
Take a bath in Epsom salts.
I don't really
dip your whole body
that.
In there. You might walk out of there going, what have I been missing? I can't believe.
How about I just start with my hand and just see what happens? What?
Like you like Madge?
Well, like
in the Paul Olive? Is that what you're going to do? You and Madge. Hey, I didn't know that's Paul Mollop. Like, can you imagine those ads today? People are going to buy that. Madge. Oh. Well, your hands look great. No, they're all wrinkly. Nope, they're not looking great. Epsom salts. All right, the top 10 best and worst places to live in the world.
Yes.
And apparently the United States isn't on either list.
Right, not on either list. Okay. Now, this is according to IFM, which is, well, it's the website, but it's the The Economist Intelligence Unit, the EIU, released their Global Livability Index ranking this week for 2022.
What's the IFM?
I don't know. It's a website. I'm looking. It's IFM. Oh, I don't know what it stands for.
I love
for.
Those guys.
Don't try to catch me on a technicality.
You said the IFM like it was like something we were all familiar with. Oh, the IFM, of course. Let's go there and look at that right now.
The index,
and then you just glossed over it.
Yeah, no. The index scored 172 cities in five categories: culture, healthcare, education, infrastructure, and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to hear the best places or the worst places?
Why don't you give you give the best places and I'll give the worst places. So why don't you start at the bottom of best and I'll start at the bottom of worst.
Okay.
And we will work our way up to the very best place to live and the very worst place to live.
Okay, so oddly enough, this number 10 is a tie from between Osaka, Japan and Melbourne, Australia.
I'd like to visit either place.
Yes,
never
I would.
Been to either country.
Well,
I have been to Japan, but not for any length of time.
If you had to live in one, I would not want to live in Osaka, Japan. Too crowded.
It seems
it's
very
be
crowded.
So crowded.
Melbourne.
I would like to live in Melbourne.
And there's a lot of space around there,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 10th worst place to live is Damascus, Syria, because, of course, the Syrian civil war.
Right. The 9th best place is Amsterdam. In the Netherlands.
Okay, now let me tell you, Amsterdam is very beautiful. Mm. I've been there. I spent half of a week there. It is extremely crowded.
Is it?
Oh, it is extremely crowded. Yeah. So, I mean, it's lovely. It is very, it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. I thought it was sweet and I would go back tomorrow. But it's very crowded. Mm. And if you can't ride a bike, you can't go there.
Now, who can ride a bike? I mean, seriously. Just ride, get on your bike.
Be respectful.
All right.
The 9th worst place to live is Lagos, Nigeria.
I mean, all these places look like the worst places. How can you, who's the person walking through the streets of Lagos, Nigeria, doing these metrics?
Right, exactly.
Because human suffering, I mean, it's off the scale in any of these places.
You're right.
These 10 places.
You're absolutely right.
8th best place, our neighbors to the north, Toronto, Canada.
That's a big city.
It's a lovely city.
That's a big, it's a very nice place. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
When's the last time you were in Canada? Because you can't, you know.
No, it was before COVID.
Yeah.
The last time we were there was, we went to Ottawa.
Oh, that's the story of you guys on the bridge.
Oh my gosh, that was at Niagara. That was terrifying. Yeah, that was the same trip.
Terrifying.
And I think that was 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah, I don't think we've been back since then.
Your kids were fairly little, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another difficult place to live, Tripoli, Libya.
Yeah, Libya. All right. 7th best place to live, Frankfurt, Germany.
Mm.
The Germans.
Okay, I've been there too. Mm. It's a very contemporary city.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking of like the Hansel and Gretel part of Germany, you're not going to find it in Frankfurt.
Oh, really?
No, it's a
high-tech.
It's a high-tech city, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. All right.
Very super clean.
Because it's Germany.
Oh my gosh, is it clean.
And
you're
on time.
You're going to be like, where is their garbage?
Worst place?
Algeria.
Mm-hmm. None of these places. I mean,
I know.
Right. What do you say about them? The 6th best place, Geneva, Switzerland.
Never been to Switzerland.
Neither have I. I have good friends from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Clint and Martin.
Couldn't they invite you over?
No, I met these guys when I was traveling in my 20s. And Clint and Martin, here's what they would do. They were sons of bankers. That tells you something right there. They would fly in from Switzerland like once a year.
To America? They'd fly in?
Yes, to Chicago. From Switzerland to Chicago. They would buy a car and then take a counterclockwise trip around the United States.
Oh, my. I can't stand people that can do that.
And then,
seriously, I get so envious. I get just hacked off about it.
They were sons of bankers. Then they would end up at my house in New York City. And they'd stay with me for a week or two. And then they would go, John, here's the car. And I'm like, Clint, Martin, I don't want this car. What am I going to do with a car in New York City? I ended up giving away not one, but two of their cars. Clinton Martin.
I'd love to go there. Mm-hmm. Geneva, Switzerland. Karachi, Pakistan is on the list of difficult places to live.
Pakistan. No, I would love to.
Yes, of course. I would love to.
Okay. Here's the weird thing about this list of best places to live. Canada has three of the top 10.
Do they really?
Vancouver, Canada is
Never
number
been there.
Five.
Okay, now here's the
Pacific
thing.
Pacific Northwest.
Okay, I was in Bellingham, Washington, which is right across the water from Vancouver. And I hear Vancouver spectacular. I thought Bellingham was spectacular. Mm. That part of the country, are
beautiful.
You kidding me?
Pristine.
Wow.
We had my sister and brother-in-law took a train ride across.
Not the Canadian Rockies.
Yes, they did. Yes. And the photos that you were like, oh my gosh, you guys.
What about if we, so by the way, let me break in and say that the Word FM cruise, which is 1 week from today.
Right.
Sold out.
Oh, as of yesterday, I think there were 3 tickets left.
I think they're gone.
So our management said there's room for a couple and a priest.
We at this moment.
Yeah.
There is one, but I have somebody who has to cancel. So I'm going to open up another ticket. There'll be 2 tickets a little later on today.
All right. Okay. 2 tickets available.
The last two tickets.
That's next Tuesday.
That's
isn't
a week
it?
From today.
16th.
Yeah, a week from today. It's going to be terrific.
All right.
Anyway, what if this is such a success that we decide to take a train trip across the Canadian Rockies with our listeners?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Are you kidding?
We took a train ride in Lancaster.
We did. We took, right? We did. It was a pretty short train ride.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as long as the Canadian
Rockies.
But we
Rockies. Took it. Yeah. All right. WordFM.com for the trip next Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. We're really looking forward to that. Okay, next.
Number 4, Calgary, Canada.
Never been there.
Neither. Again, I mean.
Remember the Calgary Olympics?
Yeah, fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Canada. I've been to Stratford in Canada.
Oh, I've never been there.
Absolutely lovely.
I bet that would be nice.
Fabulous, yeah.
How about Dhaka, Bangladesh? A difficult place to live, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. the third best place to live in the world, Zurich, Switzerland.
Okay, now who can afford to live in Zurich?
A banker's son,
okay,
like
that's
Clinton
it.
Martin.
So is that really the best place to live?
Yep.
It's the best place to live for 0.00001% of the people.
Still there, right? What's the matter?
Zurich.
I'd love to.
I don't want to live in Zurich.
I would.
No.
Are you kidding me?
It seems too hoity-toity.
Well, get out of here.
It seems like, no.
If you get a phone call and say, hey, Kath, you want to go to Zurich and live there for a while? No. It seems too hoity-toity. I am not showing up. I'll show you. I'd rather go to Pakistan.
Okay, now the way you said it. Okay. Harare, Zimbabwe. Is apparently a difficult place to live right now.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, the best place to live, Copenhagen, Denmark.
I've never been to Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to go to Denmark?
I'd like to go about anywhere at this point. Seriously.
I'd love to go to Denmark.
Me too.
Well, Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds very nice.
Copenhagen.
Okay, Douala, Cameroon, difficult place to live.
Is that the number 2?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The number 1 best place to live in the entire world,
yeah,
apparently, is Vienna, Austria.
Really?
Vienna. Vienna
Music
Waits
Capital.
For You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that a great song, Vienna,
yeah,
Waits For You?
Billy Joel's in town Thursday night.
Is he? At PNC Park?
Yes, he is.
Wow. I'd love to go to Vienna.
Yeah. Anywhere.
I think that'd be great.
What would you eat?
Were you in
Vienna?
Austria when you were
No,
there?
I was not.
No, I wasn't either.
Would you eat strudel in
Yes.
Vienna? Yeah.
Of course I'd eat strudel.
Give me that.
Are you kidding me? I'd eat strudel.
Yeah.
I'd eat a lot of it, and I'd be happy to eat it.
Okay, so there's a huge leap from the Gateway Clipper for us doing a trip to Vienna, Austria, and strudel.
Right.
But we can do it, listeners. Come and join us.
How about
Lenser Tours.
How about the middle step is the Canadian Rockies?
Fine.
And then we go to
Calgary. Let's go to Calgary first. No, but no. We're going to go for it. Go for it. What, don't you have remember we were talking the other day about you got a taste for something?
Yes.
I've had a taste for strudel for about 3 decades. I wake up. Oh, gee, I wish I had some strudel.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great.
What the heck?
Okay, it's not Minio's Pizza.
Well, how about that pizza list we were talking about the other day? Minio's wasn't on it.
We talked about this pizza list, the best pizza places in Pittsburgh, according to an article in the PG last week.
Nope.
None of the regular
the
places
haunts.
Were on.
They were all
it.
Sort of like frou-frou.
Yeah, oh, and they were all in different places. You know, there was one in Ambridge. There was one in Zeelianople. There was one in Beaver,
yeah.
I think. So they were one in White Oak? Turtle Creek, somewhere out in
Not
that
Turtle
area.
Creek, no.
I think it was White Oak.
Really?
Anyway, I would like to try those
Me too. How about having some pizza in Austria? Wouldn't that be nice? What do you think? I mean, strudel's not that far from pizza, right?
I think it isn't all strudel sweet though.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the dough makeup. If you're making good strudel, you probably make a good like pizza dough.
I think that might be a whole different ballgame.
No, it's
strudel seems like more closely aligned to croissant.
What if you maybe if you showed up and you said to like you know the strudel guy, "Can you make me pizza dough?" He might like you know be disgusted with your presence.
They might hate Italians.
No, who hates Italians?
Maybe the Austrians. I don't know. We haven't been there.
No, the Austrians. I don't think so.
Wait, you have all sorts of confidence in the Austrians.
I mean, he just make a blood. They might hate Italians.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, it's not like Mussolini's around.
I didn't mean like interpersonally hate. I meant they might resent the fact that you're asking for a pizza land of strudel.
When you got a taste for strudel.
It's like if you want to go to, you know, get pizza, you know.
Get pizza.
Go west.
Forget the strudel. No, just go to Squirrel Hill.
Forget where we are.
All right.
How about Prague?
Prague. I'd love to go. Any of those places.
Okay.
Just want to travel.
Okay.
How about a boat? Would you like to get on like the QE2?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now I don't want to take a cruise.
Yes, but a voyage.
Queen Elizabeth,
that's not a cruise,
exactly.
That's a voyage.
Right. I want to go to across the Atlantic on the QE2.
Do you want to carry like you want to have a steamer trunk with you?
And I want to wave to people as we're pulling away.
Wear a hat. Right?
I do not want to get in front of the boat and go top of the world.
No, because that's
then you're
so
dead.
Dumb.
No, you're just dead. You're just asking for trouble right then and there, right?
Have you seen the filmmaker that replaces the in essential movies the star with a cat?
I have.
Have you seen that?
Yes. Titanic.
Yes.
Of Leo holding a cat.
Right, so Leo, instead of holding Kate Winslet, is holding a cat. Holding a cat.
And the cat's like, what am I doing here? The heck?
It's very funny.
Okay, that was our sort of round of best places,
worst
places. Oh
my gosh. All right, coming up next, news with Serena Williams in the world of tennis. Also, there's an island for sale. You might want to consider it if you have some extra cash around.
MyPillow's having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Hey, this is John Hall. You've all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bedsheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954. Use promo code WORD. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code WORD.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If a super flexible schedule, great benefits, paid time off, and a signing bonus sound good, consider NAMS Transportation. NAMS has provided safe transportation to Northern Allegheny County and Pittsburgh seniors for over 40 years. Van drivers start at $17 an hour, sedan drivers at $14 an hour, plus a $2,000 signing bonus for part-time drivers and a $4,000 signing bonus for full-time. Must be 25 or older, no CDL required. Call 412-406-8611 today.
Ready to unite with believers across the country to bring hope and meals to hungry families? Thursday, August 11th, 7 p.m. Eastern, be a part of Food for the Poor's free virtual We Are One national event. Featuring the music of five-time GMA Dove Award winner, Natalie Grant. This will be an evening filled with hope, unity, inspiration, and celebration as we unite to release 10 million meals. Register for this free live stream today by texting We Are One to 51555. That's We Are and the number 1 to 51555.
When it comes to your child's education, do you feel like you have a partner in your current school? Or is it more like you're on your own? As you look ahead to next year, now's a perfect time to consider a quality Christian education with a school who will be a true educational partner for you and your family. Many of our area's finest Christian schools are offering half-price tuitions for first-time enrollees, like Robinson Township Christian School. Find a school that's right for you at wordfm.com/tuitions.
The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there. We're on your Google speaker, too. Plus iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. 101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh.
don't regularly read the pages of Vogue, but it is news today that there is a cover story along with a photo of Serena Williams looking absolutely radiant.
Oh, it is such a beautiful photograph.
In a gown at the edge of the ocean as sun sets. Serena Williams, 23 Grand Slam singles titles, cements her status. Margaret Court has 24 Grand Slam titles. But in this article, the cover story in Vogue, she says, I never wanted to have to choose between tennis and a family. If I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I'd be out there playing and winning while my wife was doing the physical labor of expanding our family. But maybe I'd be more of a Tom Brady if I had the opportunity. But don't get me wrong. I love being a woman, so I may have to choose between having a family and continuing on with tennis. So she's got a 5-year-old child already in her marriage, and her daughters has been saying for a long time, I want to be a big sister. Now, Serena Williams is 41 years of age. The window's closing, so I think she's going to step away. They're saying that she's made a hint in Vogue. I'd say it's well beyond a hint.
Yeah. I mean, I heard it a headline this morning about it, and the U.S. Open is coming up Labor Day weekend, and so that would seem to be a natural time.
Her swan song.
The conclusion of the season. She's such a champion.
True.
I mean, it's hard to believe with how dominant she has been, and truly dominant, that she doesn't have the record yet of most wins.
Margaret Court was.
Is that most wins or most Grand Slams?
Most Grand Slams. But I would imagine that the two pretty much go hand in hand. I'm not sure if that's the case, though. But can you imagine the longevity, first of all, right? Now, Margaret Court was a star in the 50s through the 60s. That's a heck of a lot of work. Unheralded. I mean, this is before tennis, especially women's tennis, was such a worldwide phenomenon.
Right. Women's tennis didn't take off until
the 70s.
Billie Jean King.
Right. Billie Jean
Yvonne
King.
Yvonne Goolagong.
Right. I met both Billie Jean King and Yvonne Goolagong.
Did you?
Yeah.
In New York?
No, here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah. In high school, my teacher, Mrs. Payne, her husband, Ted Payne, was a talk show host here in the city. And the Pittsburgh Triangles was a woman's professional tennis team. Hmm. And I remember going downtown, a small group of us went downtown with Mrs. Payne. We met Ted. He took us to the Civic Arena where the Triangles were. Yvonne Goolagong was part of the Pittsburgh Triangles, and Billie Jean King was there. We shook her hand. I was thrilled.
Wow. Did you see her at the Super Bowl this year?
Billie Jean King?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was the Super Bowl. I think she flipped the coin at the Super Bowl.
Did she?
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
What a star.
If Serena is looking for a place to go or something to do with her money after, because she is a multi-cajillionaire after her tremendous success, I saw a story that there is a private island for sale off the coast of Scotland. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can buy the whole island. It comes, John, with its own lighthouse, 28 acres of land, a 5-bedroom home, a 2.5-acre garden, as well as, get ready for it, a helipad and a stone jetty for boat transportation for the bargain price of $426,267, less than you'd pay for a house in Squirrel Hill.
Wow. Okay, it's 31 miles away from Glasgow. It can only be reached by the aforementioned helicopter or via boat. 100 species of birds have been recorded on the island. The island's lighthouse has been automated since 1990. But could you imagine? I could see myself living there. Could you?
Absolutely not.
No? You think
not
it'd be too
in any
isolated.
Way, shape, or form. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Gary's saying yes.
Okay, Gary, that's because we watched that video, that little short film. I know exactly what you're talking about. That was persuasive, that film. Plata Island is very small. I mean,
it's 28
very,
acres.
Very
that's
small.
That's not that small.
So for you to get anything, where are you going to? You're going to have to go 31 miles to Glasgow to get anything?
Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The drone's going to save your life.
But right? So drones are going to be circling over your private
Could
island?
Be. Yeah, drop off the Tide detergent. And,
no way,
where's
guys.
My hummus?
Get out of here. Right? Okay, the 5-bedroom house. If one of you guys does decide to purchase the property and the island, I would be willing to stay over.
Willing.
I
for
would
a
be.
Visit.
What's your plumbing like?
What does it matter?
What matters more than plumbing?
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I mean,
you're sure
I don't,
it's fine.
I don't
Let's
have any idea.
Like the same way you think that Epsom salts work. I'm sure they do.
Anyway.
What kind of scientific consensus are you working with?
I'm sure. That's famous last words. I'm sure we're fine.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.